Welcome back to the Muster on Hokanui. Sandra King is project manager at Thriving Southland and joins us on this crisp afternoon. Good afternoon, Sandra. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good. Yourself?
Can't really complain. I mean, it's winter time. We're getting winter when we hope to get it. But a lot of stuff goes on at this time of year, and people look at wetlands, for example. Some really cool space going on there. We're hearing a lot more about it all the time. It's a good chance to look at ES wetland funding.
Yes, we've been really lucky. We've had this wetland development fund that Environment Southland have helped us out with, which is really good because it aligns with the Thriving Southland funding, because our funding generally just supports extension and science, but then having this has actually allowed some work and implementation on the ground. So it's been really good. We've been able to get some wetlands restored and some developed, so it's been really great.
So it's quite extensive, the funding provided by ES.
Yes, it's been really, really helpful. We've had 13 projects out of that funding, which has been a nice spread throughout Southland as well, and it kind of range from planting and fencing and digger work, and it's just, yeah, some have kind of expanded on what they've already got and some have done new. It's been, yeah, really well received.
Focus groups for farmers. What's happening in this space?
Yeah, this is interesting. This is something we did way back when Thriving Southland was first starting out. We wanted to hear from farmers and catchment groups about how thriving should run and look. And we normally do an annual survey, but we decided this year we'll go back to that original sort of focus group and we'll go out and have a chat to farmers and catchment group people, see what they're thinking, what they're feeling, and what they think Thriving Southland should look like going forward. So that's happening next week, so that should be real fun as well.
So what are you hoping to get from this? Just a bit of information looking forward?
Exactly, yep. What they think is going well, what's actually a bit of an issue for them on the ground themselves, what could Thriving Southland support with. We're, yeah, really open to hearing what they've got or what they're thinking about.
What do farmers generally say when they give the feedback about thriving and the stuff that's going on, Sandra? What do you hear?
They really like the support because obviously they're running businesses and they're actually volunteers themselves. So having some of that support alongside just to keep things moving along and tracking and bringing them together and things, yeah, I think it's really appreciated.
Now, if people want to hear more about this, where do they get in touch?
Yes, they need to email office at Thriving Southland. We're having these focus groups in Tauatau, Gore and Winton. So if they just email us and we'll get them into a spot that works for them.
So this will happen sooner than later, I'd imagine.
Yes, absolutely sooner than later, yeah. So next week, early next week.
No, early next week, well, there we go.
Yes, yep.
Hey, good on you.
Monday, Tuesday.
Yep, good on you, Sandra. If people want to find out more details as well, can they find out online, like social channels or anything?
Just come straight to the office. Email address is probably the best, but obviously any other events we've got always up on the Thriving Southland website.
Sandra King of Thriving Southland, always appreciate your time on the Muster.
Perfect, thank you.
Sandra King of Thriving Southland. Some cool work going on in the Thriving Southland space, and this is just another one of that too regarding wetland funding in association with Environment Southland. So, like Sandra said, get in touch there. That email address again, office@thrivingsouthland.co.nz.